radio waves from the galactic center. Tell me about this.
Well, you know, for a long time, scientists have wondered, well, since the 30s, really, what lurks at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. We want to pay attention to it today because of so many, the Maya 2012 prophecy centers on the activity at the galactic center and the possibility of new energy or emanations coming from that galactic center. And just earlier this year, astronomers announced that they had just kind of pointed a radio telescope in a general direction of the galactic center and started detecting these very unusual pulses, powerful bursts of intermittent radio waves emanating from the direction of the center of our galaxy.
And scientists, of course, are confused over this, right?
It left them literally, in their words, scratching their heads. And they believe that the source is natural, and now they seem to be closing in on proof that it's actually a supermassive black hole that is the source of these mysterious radio waves. Now, this would be most interesting because, you know, the galactic center is an extremely strange location, in the words of Maya scholar John Major Jenkins. And if there is a black hole there, and we're on the verge of actually seeing it, then this is a portal in the sky where some very strange things could be happening. And it seems that the Maya may have been tuned into this knowledge a long time ago and are pointing us in this direction at this time.
How would they know with the kind of technology we think they didn't have? How did they do? How were they so advanced for you?
Well, here's the thing. Our ancient ancestors appear to have had a much more sensitive, if not sophisticated, view of the stars, the galaxy, and the planets than our modern scientists and historians acknowledge. And the answer seems to be that these were people that had a fuller consciousness than we presently experience. In other words, we talk in terms of chakras and energy centers. Most of us are familiar with this concept that we have these seven energy centers that dot our spine, and we count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven, as the saying goes. And the idea is that as people awaken their center within, that they're able to access higher energy that stimulates our higher selves and even higher chakras. And it appears that the ancient Maya, like the ancient Kemeshians, to use Stephen Mailer's term to describe the ancient Egyptians, these were people that embodied this full consciousness and had the capability of accessing tremendous knowledge even about the center of our Milky Way galaxy.
William, if this hole is a portal, might it be used for traveling?
That's a possibility. I mean, that's theory. You know, it brings up all kinds of questions about Einstein's theories. If you're going to get sucked into this black hole, never come back out. But what we're seeing is more and more evidence that galaxies in that, remember that galactic field we talked about a moment ago, while it appears when we look at an image such as that from the Hubble Space Telescope that shows this field of galaxies and we think that these galaxies are separate from one another, in fact, it appears that there are cosmic filaments that actually connect them, dark matter, and that these galaxies can interact with one another, and it's possible that those black holes at the center are the connecting link whereby energies from other galaxies can enter our own, and energies from our own galaxy can leave our galaxy and go to others. In fact, there's a star that's inbound right now from the Large Magellanic Cloud, which is one of the two galaxies that's immediately, or nebula that's immediately beside us, beside our Milky Way galaxy.
And it's traveling like a million miles an hour or something like that?
Yeah. And so we have this poor little star that was ejected from the Large Magellanic Cloud that's inbound to our galaxy right now. I mean, this is just astonishing.
Let's hope it doesn't come our way.
Well, right. I mean, you have to wonder, well, what is the message behind this star? I mean, we always have used stars and as messengers from the heavens, and we assign tremendous significance to them, especially comets. And so now here we are bringing a piece of a comet back to Earth with Project Stardust, and we've got all this other tremendous activity that's going on, and what it's all going towards is this expansion of our elevation of our consciousness, where we are more and more being asked to think of ourselves as as spiritual beings that are connected to a galaxy as opposed to spiritual beings connected to one planet within that galaxy.
What if these holes connect us to other universes? That's a possibility.
It certainly is, and one of the most expansive thoughts that science is working on right now is this idea that the universe is a bubble, and that there are many, many, perhaps even millions of such bubbles.